Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I just sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Castration time.
Bill, this is Coach. I lost my balls. I can't find my balls.
No balls of steel.
No balls.
Can we get some balls around here?
I'm telling you, the boy ain't got a set.
Dadgummit, Bill. He ain't got no balls.
Say it! Say it!
I'm a fan and I'm a woman. Doesn't have the balls. No balls at all.
Is she right?
Ah!
Bill's Balls of Steel.
All right, I will start off with a nomination, and this is to the late Lou Somogyi. God rest his soul, passed away over the weekend, too young, he was only 58, was an incredible human being, incredible person, incredible Notre Dame historian. Whether it was something recent or something 100 years ago, nobody had more passion for it than Lou Somogyi. So a giant balls of steel to Sweet Lou. Rest in peace, sir.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Yeah, very sad news over the weekend. Those of you who've been with the show about 10 years will know him. Notre Dame fans will know him anyways. If you're newer to the show, you may not know him. Just trust us on our character evaluation. Could not have been a better dude. Couple more, Crazy Charlie, and then we'll get a call. Buckeye Brenda says Balls of Steel, and she was there at the Buckeye spring game. To Ryan Day and Mickey Marotti for getting the Buckeyes all bulked up. These guys are absolute beasts, Bill. So excited for the season. Glad to be back in the shoe. Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Here is a no balls. We'll get one of these in and then we'll get to the call. Bill, no balls. I totally agree with this. What the hell was this? No balls of steel to the dimwit who changed the names of the Buckeye spring game teams to Buckeyes and Brutus, having bad flashbacks of the Big Ten leaders and legends, Bill. We're all about the scarlet and gray. That's the tradition. So, Crazy Charlie, no balls of steel.
Doesn't have the ball. No balls at all.
Yeah, that's true. What the hell? Gosh, that was, yeah, I don't like that either. I agree with you. Josh, welcome in. What's up, sir?
Yeah, I don't know what was up with that whole Team Buckeyes and Team Brutus thing. That, no. That,
how about that now, here, I would have gone for this. How about Team Mary Jane versus Team Devil's Lettuce? That would have done better.
Yeah, I can get on board with that. Speaking of Devil's Lettuce, I got some pretty good stuff right now, Bill. I'll have to tweet a picture of it later, but it's some good quality product.
Now, is it yours that you've grown, or did you purchase it?
This is my grow.
Oh,
this is what I grew, and it's delicious. There ever was such a thing.
So can you put it on salad? Can you put it on food?
No, but I tell you what, if you take a bunch of it and then let it marinate and simmer in some oil,
yeah,
and then strain it and use that oil to make brownies,
yeah,
you have a pretty good weekend right there.
Oh, man.
So, Bill, that's my Devil's Lettuce for Beginners 101 class,
yeah,
right there. So I'm at the VA this morning. I had an appointment with the old psychiatrist. and it's a new guy, and he sees all my Buckeye tattoos, and of course I'm starting to look kind of like Yipsy Terry with all that I have, and he starts telling me, he says, a number of years ago, he said he remembered hearing this outraged Ohio State fan. He's a Texas fan. He relocated up here from the Houston area. But he was telling me he remembered hearing about this outraged Ohio State fan that pretty much lost his mind on the radio. And I'm immediately, he's talking about me, but he doesn't know he's talking about me. And I'm just sitting, I'm going along with it. And he keeps telling me that guy was absolutely nuts. He said, you guys up here must go crazy over your football. And I said, well, you guys down in Texas, you all go pretty crazy over your football, too, with Baylor and Texas A&M and Texas. And he said, yeah, we like our football, but that's a little overboard. And I let it go on for a few minutes. And at the end of the appointment, I told him, I said, so that outraged Ohio State fan you were talking about, that was me. So he couldn't believe it. So I had to pull it up and show it and show him and let him hear it and compare the voices and everything. And he bought into it. And he was shocked. But
wow.
Maybe I shouldn't have told him.
That was on SportsCenter. No telling where he heard it. It was on game day. It was that clip played on Mars, I'm thinking.
He said he saw a couple internet postings about it on Facebook, and he heard it on game day. So,
wow.
You know, people remember me. Maybe not for the best reasons, but people do remember me. Hey, Bill, that's all I wanted to get in with you about there as far as Kyle McCord goes. Man, that kid looked great this weekend. Coming in as a true freshman and making some of the throws that he was able to make, and seemingly in a pretty calm manner too. I was impressed with that. Jack Miller not so impressed with. So I think it's going to be between Kyle McCord and CJ Stroud. Bill, we appreciate it. We'll catch you later.
Appreciate it. Think about the quarterback rooms today and then maybe a year from now. Because don't forget Quinn Ewers, top ranked quarterback. Class of 22 is coming in. Top-ranked player, period. From Texas. Speaking of Texas, from Texas. Georgia's got another five-star quarterback coming in. After Vandergriff. And I guess Beck was a four-star. Daniels has got the job now. That's not up for debate. Jamie Howard's son's coming in at LSU. And they've got a busy quarterback room right now. Buckeyes. How long can you keep that room happy? That's going to be fun to watch. Bark this moment on the show. Yeah, take a little bark. Mark it. And let's see where we're at. Now, the good problem is you've got plenty of talent to sift through and find the right guy. The negative always is, and it doesn't matter what school it is, when you're high profile like that, you can't keep them happy. That's just normal. I mean, it's unusual if you kept the room happy. That would be odd. Yeah, back to Josh. That was after the big Penn State come from behind upset over Ohio State. And Josh called in, and that clip went as nuclear as any talk show clip, sports talk show clip, probably ever has. It was played on national platforms wherever you can imagine. And, of course, they got it. They purposely got it wrong. Bill King on Sirius XM, which is that's not where it was, but that's a different story. Yeah, they did that. That was a little gig-em. That was a little, not an A&M gig-em. That was a little gig-em just for spite. But, yeah, they played that thing all over. Got a lot of nominations here. Jeff, too. Did you see this clip? There was an air show, meaning, you know, airplanes, like the Blue Angels and everything. They have those air shows, right? Cocoa Beach, I believe, over the weekend. People are standing on the beach just hanging out, having a good time down on Cocoa, Florida. And one of those jets has to crash land right off the beach. Oh, I'm thinking 20 yards maybe. And successfully does it. Lands on its belly. And I believe everybody was okay. Jeff 2 points it out, Crazy Charlie. Balls of Steel. First of all, somebody is filming this. There's a kid in the water not very far from where this thing went down. You got parents screaming. Nobody got hurt. But boy, can you imagine sitting there when that happens? So Crazy Charlie, Jeff 2 says to the pilots and everybody involved, Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Yeah, I saw that. That was something else. Georgia Dog, we'll get one more in, Crazy Charlie, before the break. Says, Balls of Steel to all the callers of this show and the prayers that they sent me the last 3 years. Yeah, the Georgia Dog got some incredible news last week. So, Balls of Steel, Crazy Charlie.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Georgia Dog, a couple of years ago, was told he has congestive heart failure. And he was also told you're too old to get on the transplant list. So he was needing oxygen. He was needing a bunch of medication. I think he said they put him on like 16 different medications. 3 years later, this last week, he goes to the heart doctor. They say, miraculous news. Your heart is back to 100%. They said, odds-wise, it would be 58,000 to 1 that happening. Georgia Dog got some incredible news. That's wow. That is incredible news. Fantastic news. Here is what we will do. We'll hold back on the nominations. Got several more to get to throughout this hour number 3 on the Monday edition. Hope you had a good weekend. Many of you watching those spring games. I perused a couple of them, not many. Baseball over the weekend. You may have some thoughts on that. College baseball. It's crazy. Inside the SEC is lunacy. It's so deep and difficult. And it's fun to watch. It's become a thing. I did not think that college baseball would ever grab me like it has, but it has. I was not looking to be grabbed, but it has. I'm relatively new to it. Somebody hit me up. Who was it? One of the Cornhusker fans, Walter. Bill, what are your favorite baseball stadiums you've been to? My reply, I haven't been to enough to tell you. I can't give you an educated reply there because I've only been to a couple, and that's not enough. So I can tell you the ones with a reputation, but I've not been to hardly any of them. Coming right back. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
This is Lieutenant Commander Worf of the USS Enterprise. This is Bill's No Balls of Steel.
Good morning. Still working this right here on 24 eastbound just past Shelby on the Sullivan Evans Bridge. It was involving several vehicles. A little bit slow here as we check it out live. Speaking of slow, it's still very heavy. 24 westbound trying to get up through the Hickory Hollow area from that fatal crash we had earlier this morning near Hickory Hollow Parkway. That really slowed down that traffic. 24 coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County up through that part of Davidson County. Hey, True Friends Moving Company is now hiring. Call them at 615-240-2811. Or go online to TrueFriendsMovingCompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Buying or selling a car is one of the biggest financial decisions you can make. That's why Edmunds has been taking the guesswork out of car shopping for over 50 years. Wherever you are in the process, Edmunds.com can help. They have tons of local listings for new and used vehicles with deal ratings that tell you if an offer is fair. And their free online tools can help you build your budget, calculate financing, or even get a free appraisal if you're selling or trading in. Not sure where to start looking? The Edmunds editorial team test drives over 300 new vehicles a year, reviewing almost every car on the market so you can narrow down your search to their top-ranked SUVs, trucks, and more. And it's all about price, right? Price point. If you're selling or if you're buying, you know, you get that free online appraisal for your trade-in, and also the price checker makes you feel more confident with the price quotes that you're getting. Whether you're just browsing or know exactly what you want, Edmunds gives you that extra boost of confidence. Visit Edmunds.com to get started. For cars, there's Edmunds.
Let me get right back to you. Sandra, those banners go out tonight. Can you pack them?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine four?
Like at Monica's print shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Martin Truex Jr. becomes 2021's first multi-winner at Martinsville this past weekend. Up next, more short track action from Richmond Raceway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hey, I'm Martin Truex Jr., and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And check us out on YouTube. Search for Final Lap Radio every single weekday right here.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for today's sunshine. Highs near 72. Tonight, clear skies, lows 46. Tuesday, sunny, highs 74. Wednesday, a 40% chance of morning showers, highs near 56. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
He gives you a wide latitude on topics because Bill King isn't afraid of your telephonic interaction.
You are listening to The Bill King Show, the only college football radio show proven to make you smarter about college football.
Few nominations, then we'll get a call. The Smoke Doctor says, Bill, balls of steel to Garrett Wilson for a spectacular spring game and that catch. Also to Brian Hartline, had that receiver group very ready. They are loaded at wide receiver. They are absolutely freaking loaded, led by the veteran Chris Olave, and then all the young ones, Marvin Harrison Jr. I mean, we could go on and on and on. Balls of steel.
Bills, balls of steel.
Jay Cutler's burner account. Bill, great big balls of steel to Captain Kirby Smart, winning his fourth straight spring natty at the G-Day game this weekend. He has now tied Sergeant Carter Butch Jones for the most spring natties of all time. Congrats, and time to celebrate like it's 1980. Big balls of steel, Crazy Charlie.
Bills, balls of steel.
Spring natties are what I'm here for. We need at the end of the spring games, let's say after Notre Dame plays Saturday, which is May 1, I guess, so a couple of Saturdays away. When we get into early May, let's do this. Let's take a moment one day and declare the spring natty. Let's make what is so irrelevant relevant as a joke here on the show. Let's do that. That'll be fun. We're going to declare a spring natty based on fake football and rigged stats. We're going to do it. One more here before we get a call. 614, Rob, balls of steel, Bill, to NASA. And yeah, you heard the news top of the hour. They were talking about it. For flying ingenuity. First helicopter on another planet. That would be, Bill, balls of steel.
Bill's balls of steel.
Yeah. Now, I didn't watch any of the footage, but I was listening to the news there. That's incredible. Jeff in the Borough.
What's going on, Bill? How was your weekend?
Very good weekend.
How's the wreck team? Are you going to buy Matt in somewhere?
Yeah, Matt up at MTSU said, hey, guys, take a look at this. You like it? And I said, oh, it looks great, but you got to get – he's using a gas grill. That is – speaking of 1980s or whatever, you got to get rid of it. You got to get a Rectech. You got to go to pellets, man. I mean, come on.
Well, you know, Bill, you know, GM announced here a while back, by 2035, they're not going to produce any more gasoline-powered engines in cars now. So, you know, it's going to be all electric. So you do know that, right?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, that's been coming. I'm not – I didn't know the year, but I'm not
– Yeah, I mean, they're going to invest a bunch of money in spring here to put a new plant to produce the batteries for the electric cars.
I saw they're going to be $2 billion into a new plant.
A lot of jobs and, you know, and things like that for Tennessee. But, pretty good weekend, Bill. Our diamond sports aren't doing too well right now. Baseball's kind of overachieving, though. They pick last in the East, and they're a little bit higher than that. They're not too much higher, a little bit higher. But, you know, Georgia scored a bunch of runs on us. They scored 25 last two games and beat us 2 out of 3. But, you know, but we didn't play, didn't have much pitching left Saturday. Sunday started a guy out of the bullpen Saturday and lost. But, you know, we did win Friday night. So, going pretty good on that front. But, pretty good. We get on the gridiron, Bill. We didn't even have to have a spring game. We did pretty good, didn't we? Didn't need no spring game. No, we don't need that.
Yeah, the Twins did what many thought they would do, and they committed to Kentucky. And that's because one of the reasons Walt Wells got in there early on them. And they stuck with it. Now, Walt's not Eastern Kentucky, but I think they appreciated that.
Yeah, well, they got another big one, too, Bill, on Saturday.
Yeah, that big there's no way that guy's an offensive tackle, but they got a huge offensive lineman out of Indiana.
6'7", 300, Bill.
I saw the wrong size. If he's 6'7", then he's a tackle. Yeah, I thought I saw something different.
Yeah, 6'7", 300. When Kentucky offered him, Kentucky's his first one to offer him middle school, weighed about 430 pounds. So he had a trainer get him down, work out, of course, in weight and shape and everything. Got him down the weight he is now, and Kentucky was the first one to offer him, and he stuck with him. He had offers from Ohio State and Alabama and Clemson, Michigan State, and he stuck with him. Beat the Cats. So Stoops beat Saban on the recruiting trail. Lexington KY Tide, what's going on, son? Stoops beat the Nick on the recruiting trail. Yeah, I thought he was going to get run over this weekend. Ryan Denny, Bill, sitting on the middle of that field. Kind of coach, he needs to get on the sideline. Sit him in on the middle of that field. And he's get on the sidelines where he belongs. He might get run over. I want his players pretty soon. You know, if he don't get moved pretty quick, you know. But, you know, and everything. But I don't know about that, but pretty good weekend, 3 commits, and I saw the Ravens, which I don't keep up with, really. They're top 15 in one service and top 10 in another, so it don't really matter. But, you know, pretty good weekend on the recruiting field. We just keep chopping wood, Bill, and seeing what athletes we can get. But I got to say, getting the Wade Twins out of Tennessee was pretty good. I still couldn't believe it until I got home and saw it online, so didn't think they was going to do it, but they did. But it was kind of surprised to me, but they like Kentucky, and they think they're going to be able to play in the NFL, so, you know, and things. So hopefully they can play 4 years and realize all the dreams they want to realize, I guess. So just like anybody else. And another ball's still built to Kentucky's volleyball team. Had to stay up late last night. So start 9:30, didn't start till 10:45 down here. But they beat West Kentucky last night in the regional semifinals. They're going to play Purdue tonight for a chance to go to the Final Four in the NCAA volleyball tournament. So, you know, another chance to go to the Final Four, first time ever. So, but looking pretty good at pretty good at Kentucky. But, Bill, I was gonna ask you too, that fan that called up last week talking about them reinstating them players, do you think Tennessee will do that?
Oh, you mean at Tennessee, the one – I hope not. Well, the one that is in trouble for animal abuse, I would never allow back.
What about the ones on drugs, though?
I'd bring them back today. That's okay. We're good with
okay.
that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Like, so it doesn't matter. Drugs is okay, but being an animal ain't. Is that what it is?
That is exactly what I'm saying.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So why Tennessee don't win, Tennessee fans, just listen to this. Why y'all don't win is because you got no character and no discipline. The inmates run inside of up there. That's why y'all don't win nothing. So when you get you some discipline athletes, they cannot go out there and get busted for stuff and not sit back in a cop car and tell the cop, we kill cops where I come from. I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. When you get athletes that don't do that, then you'll start winning. Cosby, until then, you're going to be at the bottom of the Southeastern Conference. Have a wonderful day, Bill. See you.
Yeah, the one for animal abuse never should be back. Little devil's lettuce here, there. We're over it. Shannon up in South Bend. Bill, balls of steel to my daughter, Faith, who won her first softball conference game for Clay High School up here as a sophomore varsity pitcher and her third career start over the reigning 3A state champ. 7 innings, 115 pitches, 16 strikeouts, and a 5-2 win. She was throwing some serious heat. So Crazy Charlie to Shannon's daughter, Faith, balls of steel.
Bill's balls of steel.
That is. Those are some very impressive numbers there. Buckeye Brenda. Bill. Gutless and nutless to Michigan. TTUN. What's going on with the mass exodus there, Bill? 19 and counting. Is anybody even left on the roster? She asks. Crazy Charlie. Gutless and nutless.
It's gutless and nutless.
Bama Mark. And I was watching, and I thought I wasn't keeping up with the game close enough when this happened. I thought it was the end of the game abruptly, but Bama Mark says, Bill, no balls at all for ESPN switching the Bama's A-day game on Saturday in the middle of the fourth quarter to the ESPN app and then showing the quarterback 21 show with Mac Jones and Herbie doing it. Yeah, I don't know if that was a calendar or a clock thing, meaning they had it scheduled and it was going long, or I don't pay hard attention to a spring game, so I just thought maybe I lost track and now it's over. I just didn't know what time it was in the game. Apparently that wasn't the case. Glad you mentioned something, Bama Mark. So Crazy Charlie, I guess long-winded, no balls of steel.
Doesn't have the ball, no balls at all.
The Smoke Doctor says, Bill, balls of steel to quarterback Jagger LaRoe, A&M transfer to the Buckeyes, came in last drive of the spring game, led the team promptly down the field for a touchdown, 4-4 with the touchdown to a walk-on wide receiver, which was awesome. So I don't even know this quarterback, but it's a nomination, Crazy Charlie, balls of steel.
Bill's balls of steel.
I saw Buckeye Brenda snapped a shot of Mitch Rossi playing kind of an H-back position there. That was good to see. 614 Rob has a no balls to anybody, he says, who actually thinks a spring game is anything more than just another day of practice. He is absolutely right. No balls of steel.
Doesn't have the ball. No balls at all.
Perry Mason. Balls of steel to JT Daniels joins the list of Georgia quarterbacks winning a national championship. Justin Fields, Jacob Eason, also Jamie Newman was plug and play. He says, I don't even know where you lost me there. I know what you're trying to say. No, I know what you're trying to say. Oh, man. Okay. Dick McGee is checking in this morning. Bill, no balls to the home plate umpire who tossed Tony Vitello in Friday's game. Total lack of protocol to toss a coach as he is returning to the dugout. So, Crazy Charlie, to the ump, Friday night, no balls of steel.
Doesn't have the ball, no balls at all.
I've got a multifaceted balls of steel to Tim Corbin, to the Vandy boys, because I thought Sunday they probably would get beat, and their bats came alive. And also for Tim Corbin pointing out, look at the crowds here at Lindsey Nelson. Look at the fan fervor. I don't know what's going on in Nashville, he said, but he's inferring we need to pick it up. This is Vandy baseball, which is the one good thing they do. So, Crazy Charlie, for all of the above, balls of steel.
Bills, balls of steel.
Yeah, and don't let the Corona Bros. He was not saying, I can't believe this crowd and nobody's protecting themselves and I don't see enough masks. And no, that psychosis crap, he was not saying. He was saying, this is a marvelous environment. What the hell are we doing back at our place? Come on now. It's getting ridiculous. It's been ridiculous. That's what he was saying. That was, to me, that was the quote of the weekend. Vaughn Broadnax says, is Jeff in the Borough a Greg Schiano fan talking about chopping wood? Sounded like it. I mean, I wasn't, because he's a Kentucky guy, I wasn't really registering to Schiano. But yes, he was stealing Schiano's catchphrase, chopping wood. And I thought also it was a nice touch. I'm not trying to be too rude here, but the late night, had to stay up late to get the volleyball game in, was a pretty good touch, I thought, right? Who in this audience would have known that if Jeff had not dropped those words of wisdom on the show? I mean, heck, it's... We had a... She's at Texas now, and she's a first-team All-American. She grew up... And I always forget her name. She's probably 6'2", 6'3". And was in our area, our neighborhood area. And... would have been a first-team All-American basketball player on any college level. Quit basketball in about seventh grade to go full-time volleyball, but was good enough to be a dominant women's basketball player. Matter of fact, I think she's so good she could probably pick it back up right now and go do it. That's how good she was. Oh, what's her name? Anyways, and I saw her when she's probably fifth grade. She's not even trying and dominating, but she's 6'3". She's a first-team All-American there at Texas. Anyways, I mean, hellacious athlete. I mean, could probably be a track athlete, too. Seriously. Could probably pick it up today. But one of the best athletes I've seen, period. Any sport. Logan, I'm thinking of it now. Her name's Logan Eggleston, I believe. Yes, that's her name. She's got a little sister over there at Brentwood now that apparently is dominant, too. That's the best athlete, one of the best athletes I've seen around here, period. I don't care if it's men, women, sports, phenomenal player. And I think she graduated. Now, how about this? Graduated high school early to go to Texas for volleyball. I think she was an early, a year early. I think after her junior year, which is incredibly rare. We're coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Can we get some balls around here?
Good morning. It's still very slow go here on 24 westbound up through the Hickory Hollow area as they finish up an accident that happened early this morning. It was a very serious wreck, too. Again, it's 24 westbound trying to get out of Rutherford County into Davidson County, and they're filling out paperwork right now on that earlier crash on 24 there at the Sullivan Evans Bridge. Wreck with injuries just reported East Nashville, 700 block 8th Avenue or 8th Street. True Friends Moving Company is now hiring 240-2811 online. True Friends Moving Company.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. Voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. Bob's Steak and Chop House offers the classic steakhouse experience. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 10 p.m. And they've got complimentary valet parking available. Bob's Steak and Chop House, located 5th Avenue downtown at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville, or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnorWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
Is your credit card debt piling up? Pacific Debt can help. Pacific Debt is the nation's friendliest debt settlement company. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of five-star reviews on sites like Trustpilot and Best Company, they can settle your debt for a fraction of what you owe. In fact, they've settled over $300 million, helping people just like you. Get a monthly program payment you can afford and zero upfront fees. Get free information now. 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981.
He's back and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
Hold on, who is that person?
That was me, over the bag of Cheetos.
Terry, how long have you been on radio in this market? At what moment do you think when you're doing a live bid, it's okay to open Cheetos on the air?
What in the hell?
Live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Get into the Bill King Show, 615-844-5600. He doesn't charge by the minute.
Despite what Bill may say, targeting is not the communist plot, but I am willing to entertain offers. You are listening to the Bill King Show, brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel.
Like I told you, and Slava just mentioned it, the targeting topic. I took last year off because I just wanted to play ball. I wasn't going to let things that typically get me riled up during a game get to me. And it didn't. I went the whole, you'll notice, I was on my best behavior. You did not see hardly any, if any, I don't recall any, comments on targeting during this last college football season. I didn't care. I just wanted to play ball. I knew we were going to play, but I just wanted to play ball. Those items which are important to me just weren't important for that year. This year, I'll bring it back. Yeah. That was just a one-year respite, but we'll get back into the targeting critique for sure. I just put it to bed for the 1 year. John out in Los Angeles. Now, if you came to the last commitments, you met John. Big Notre Dame fan, played golf at Southern Cal. Says, Bill, very sad to hear about Loose Emoji passing away. His history and knowledge of Notre Dame football was unmatched. I always enjoyed him on the show. You always got the straight scoop from Lou, good or bad. He'll be sadly missed, John in Los Angeles. Couldn't say it better, John. Yeah, we've spent a bit of time this morning talking about Sweet Lou. Boy, you're sitting there, it's Saturday morning. Apparently he passed away Friday. I don't know that the news hit until Saturday. Maybe it did, but I don't think so. And I'm just perusing, just seeing what's up, seeing news overnight, whatever it might be, sports or no sports, just looking around. And then I see that and I'm just sunk. just absolutely sunk me in my seat. No Kev up in Chicago. Crazy Charlie has a nomination. Balls of Steel, he says to his son, waiting a year to get it. But his first high school hit in baseball, RBI, and also two stolen bases. So for No Kev's son, a big Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
This is a good one. Josh says to John in Kuwait, who messaged the show, tweeted us last week, told us where he was, said he'll be back in about 9 months. He says, Josh, Balls of Steel to John out there in Kuwait for obvious reasons. So Crazy Charlie hit it.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Yeah, John is calls the show from time to time. Hasn't for a couple of months. He's with the National Guard. And I didn't know what his plans were or where he was heading. Or he just said, I'll be away for a while. And we get a message from him from Kuwait. So, absolutely Balls of Steel for him. Ala Quipa Bob says, Balls of Steel once again for Georgia Dog for his wonderful health news. 58,000-1 odds against him having his heart naturally fully repaired from basically, well, not basically, heart function barely to, they told him 3 years later on his last doctor's visit, most recent doctor's visit, you are back, sir. Fully functional, your ticker. So, Bob bringing it up again, Balls of Steel. That's a good one.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Perry Mason, Balls of Steel to bowl cut. That's Kirby Smart for stopping Nick Saban and his long run of Bama spring natties. Georgia has the natty now. Balls of Steel.
Bills, Balls of Steel.
Josh pulls up the resume, and so does Jeff, too, of Logan Eggleston at Texas. Went to Brentwood, but she lives over more in the Franklin area, but I believe her mom's a teacher there. As good an athlete in any sport as I've seen in our area. Incredible. She is absolutely incredible. 6'2", 6'3", and dominant. And I'm telling you right now, in college basketball, women's college basketball, she could be a first-team All-American, right? She is that good. She's that good. And gave it up all years ago. I don't know if she just if she plays just for fun occasionally. If I'm a basketball coach and I heard one rumor that she was wanting to play, I'd be wearing her cell phone out. Phenomenal player. Shannon up in South Bend. Bill, Balls of Steel to Nikki. That'd be Nick Saban. For sporting that pink blazer during the Bama spring game over the weekend and for not getting run over on that interception in the third quarter. So, Balls of Steel to St. Nick.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
He was something else. He was having him mic'd up, and that's not the first time they've done it during the spring, but that's the price of admission right there. I don't care if they were playing marbles. To hear him critique and coach it is something else. What was that one play where it was kind of, and I don't remember, but it was a reverse to Slade Bolden, who was then going to throw the ball. And the throw, I don't even know if it ever got out of his hands. I don't know what he was doing. And Slade Bolden, wasn't he a high school quarterback down in Louisiana? He was a hell of an athlete. Yeah. And Nick said to him, I could have thrown it better than that behind my back. Which I'm sure he could have. Yeah, I'm sure he could have. That was worth it. All right, one more break. If you have any other nominations, now's the time. We have a couple to get to. Monday edition. Hope you had a fantastic weekend. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Doesn't have the ball. No balls at all.
Good morning. It's still very slow go here on 24 westbound up through the Hickory Hollow area as they finish up an accident that happened early this morning. It was a very serious wreck, too. Again, it's 24 westbound trying to get out of Rutherford County into Davidson County, and they're filling out paperwork right now on that earlier crash on 24 there at the Sullivan Evans Bridge. Wreck with injuries just reported East Nashville, 700 block 8th Avenue or 8th Street. True Friends Moving Company is now hiring 240-2811 online, truefriendsmovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Whether you're a startup business or an established brand, Stripe Design and Print want to help you ensure you establish the best brand for your business. From new projects to updating existing files, Stripe Design and Print has the expertise to turn your project into a reality. With banners, apparel, business cards, and more, Stripe Design and Print has you covered. Log on for a free consultation at StripeDesignPrint.com. That's StripeDesignPrint.com.
Hello, I'm Greg Pogue.
And I'm Coach Tom Hodges.
Join us Saturday mornings 9 for the shoot-around presented by Goggin Cold Hall.
It's a weekly celebration of all things round ball, from high schools to colleges to the NBA.
It opens with our starting five topics, followed by the two-man week.
The slowest fast-break in radio and features the U.S. Army Legend of the Week.
The shoot-around is also brought to you by Freeman Webb, Budmore State Farm Insurance, Valentino's Restaurante, High Valley Conference, the Nashville Scene, and Sam's Sports Grill, and Sam's Sports Place.
That's the shoot-around every Saturday morning at 9.
Right here on Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for today: sunshine, highs near 72. Tonight, clear skies, lows 46. Tuesday, sunny, highs 74. Wednesday, a 40% chance of morning showers, highs near 56. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
College sports. Bill King knows a few things.
Bill King Show, brought to you by the palatial, lovely Omni Nashville Hotel.
Crazy Charlie, we got a no balls here. And I didn't see this. 614 Rob up in Ohio said, Bill, no balls to the ref who threw a flag for a sideline warning at the spring game at Ohio State. No balls of steel.
Can we get some balls around here?
Wow. Sideline warning, spring game. I agree with you, Rob. I was not watching or perhaps just not noticing. Dude's got a little bit too much time on his hand who threw that flag. Wow. West Coast Sooner. Bill, Ajay Hall is going to be a stud at Alabama, young receiver. Very impressive with his catches and run after those catches this weekend. The comparisons that people are, and this is not an original thought from me, I'm just seeing these comparisons. I saw Kevin mention it, Kevin Hagan and others, is Julio Jones. Now, we'll have to see, but 6'3", athletic, long. If he gets to that level, then... But those are some of the comparisons we're getting. That would be a good one. Jay Cutler's burner account has a Balls of Steel nomination. Baseball fans at Mississippi State for having over 13,000 in attendance this weekend. Full capacity there. So Crazy Charlie, for the folks of Stark Vegas and baseball fans, Balls of Steel.
Bills, Balls of Steel.
Walter, let me repeat this. Walter over the weekend said, Bill, he was watching some baseball. He says the Nebraska team's playing well. He's happy about that. And he said, give me some of your favorite, some of the best baseball stadiums in college baseball. And my reply was, I hadn't been to enough of them to be able to give you an educated guess. I really haven't. Now, I've been by a few of them, but actually in to watch a game, not many. So I wouldn't be the one to tell you from experience, here's the way it is. Now, the ones that have the reputation are, and this would not just be the stadium, but the fans that make it. I'd say LSU and Mississippi State. Now, Swayze at Ole Miss is rocking too right now. And Tennessee's facility is not very good. But their fans and what Tony Vitello has done there has been remarkable. For sure. I've got one. Crazy Charlie, I've got one I need to add. And then we'll close it down unless another good one comes up. One more. This is a Balls of Steel. Former, and I don't know if he's still a walk-on or not, but former walk-on Evan Russell from Steve from Lexington's town, Lexington, Tennessee. Balls of Steel on Saturday and an 8-4 win over the Vandy boys. He hit 3 home runs. One was a grand slam. He drove in 7. That's 3 in one game home runs, including a grand slam that I just mentioned. That would be a gigantic, and I should have done this earlier, Balls of Steel.
Bills, Balls of Steel.
Now, here's another stat I thought I heard, and certainly correct me. He's only hitting like 205. This is a guy that is, I believe, a senior. He's been around a long time. And somebody asked him, I'm just paraphrasing the quote. Here was his quote. Tennessee is my life. I guess he's talking Tennessee baseball. And his passion. Here's a guy who stuck around, was a walk-on, and was not hitting all that well. Now, he hit well against LSU, right? But I don't think he had much of an average. Somebody can correct me on that. And he hits 3 in one game, which is incredible. I mean, off the chart. Jeff, too. Best two lines from Saban being mic'd up during the A-Day game were Saban yelling at JaQuincy McKinstry, Kool-Aid, get off the GD field. Saban to Joey Galloway after Joey asked Saban if pass interference should have been called. Quote, that says a lot from a wide receiver. He said, yeah, Saban said, you're the kind of former receiver that thinks any pass that is defended has to be pass interference. You can't defend a pass, and if you do, it's got to automatically be interference. That was pretty funny. I thought the Slade Bolden comment about I could throw it better than that behind my back. Slade Bolden did not look like in that one play, and I don't know if the ball slipped or whatever, it could have. Did not look like a former high school quarterback. But yeah, I think the thing for me about spring games is, number one, I keep it in perspective, but number two, if I'm going to look at anything, for example, Ohio State, and everybody's going, oh my God, Chris Olave, that's not news. I mean, okay, Chris Olave's really good. That's not, what's the point there? It's all the young guys. I want to see the guys that we've yet to see in some kind of game, although it's not a real game, atmosphere, and how do they do? And we got to see a lot of young guys and what they did, and a lot of it was impressive, right? I can catch a little bit of smile, just a teeny buzz off that. But veterans, I mean, Chris Olave doesn't even need to play in that game to know what he can do. Matter of fact, I don't even think I'd have had him in the game. At Crazy Charlie 615 on Twitter. Tesla, there was a wreck over the weekend. Two guys, big fire over in, was it in Texas? Yeah, they couldn't put the fire out. They had to call somebody in Texas. We need help. How do you put this fire out? Not a good look for my guys at Texas, at Tesla, and Texas, for that matter, at Billis King. Yeah, not good at all. Anyways, markets all a little red this morning, but no clear direction. Losh, Bob.
We think our ass is wet.